tomorrow at noon when the Biden regime is sworn in as the regime leader, then the official levers of government power can then be used. The law. This is where it gets. This is where you have to be prepared for this. The law and laws, even if they're illegitimate, it won't matter to me and you. We're going to say that's an illegitimate law and I'll have to obey it. That doesn't mean your sheriff or your state police or the U.S. Marshals won't say, we don't care if you acknowledge it or not. We're going to force you to obey it. That's when the official purge of all things MAGA begins. You ought to be more, especially if you thought MAGA things, Make America Great Again, were good things. Like, for example, the president's historic stand for the life of the soon to be born. The fact that President Trump, to his eternal credit, began his term as a Federalist and ended his term as a Federalist, almost to a point that cost him refusing to, you know what, and he issued a statement before he took office about the 10th Amendment that he knew what it was and he intended to obey it. Now, not in all circumstances, but understand that the enemy is coming and you're not going to win the battles on social media. You're going to win the battles, the small ones, in your house, in your home. You'll win them in your small, in your community, or if you're a Catholic, or if you have a regular group of people in your Baptist or your evangelical church or Pentecostal, whatever the case may be, and you consider that community good. You're going to need it. Go to it. You're going to have to find men and women of goodwill that agree and then start taking it really seriously. I'm only going to buy from that guy. To the point where, especially if enough of this were to happen locally, you could see where you could start bartering and trading. Because one of the ways they will track this and try and shut it down is by taxing it and penalizing it. If I trade a chair that I have the woodworking tools to make for a couple of dozen eggs and a freshly slaughtered hen, and it's a straight-up barter arrangement, kind of difficult to trace. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. I mentioned that I found a source to broadcast the Mike Church Show initially because it's expensive via shortwave. And three of you responded, that's pretty good for me just mentioning it once, that we would have to have people that would be willing to step up and consistently offer to sponsor an hour or a half an hour and what have you. Keep sending those notes, and when I think I've gotten enough that I can act upon it, then I will call or write all of you. So send me a note, kingdude@mikechurch.com. Shortwave radio may become something that is needed here directly if the libtard Biden regime left begins acting as the tyrants that we know that they are. Let me give you something else here that I don't quite understand, but I think that it is a portent of things to come. Why are there dozens upon dozens of military armored personnel carriers, assault vehicles, and what looked to me like a tank parked out in front of the Capitol in Michigan? What's supposed to happen in Michigan today? Are they going to turn the guns around and point them at crowds that are going to storm the Capitol? Or are they going to point them at the Capitol? Are there orders to go in and take control? Same thing's happening at some level in Kentucky. There's a guy on Twitter that had an entire thread. I didn't see any dates or timestamps on any of your videos, so I didn't retweet it or anything. But the one in Michigan, I actually did see a story on that. You know that Mordor and the Potomac River's got, what, 25,000 troops there now? We were told yesterday that they all had undergone background checks. Background checks for what? Did you ever go to a Trump rally? Remember how you can't, just don't let your kids be enlisted or don't try and dissuade them from enlisting in the Army? If they find out that you were in the armed services and you're a MAGA flag waver or cap wearer or whatever, are they now going to try and start getting rid of you? I think that that's part of the purge. It seems to me that we need a one-party system here. You're not going to like living in a republic, and I mean that in the Soviet of terms. You're not going to like living in a republic that has one party. Ask Cesare Zipol what his ancestors went through, mothers and fathers and grandparents, when they lived under one-party rule under the Soviet Union. But that looks to me like what is going to be attempted here, at least at the federal level. You got to remember, Hillary was supposed to clobber Trump. She was supposed to wipe the decks with this guy. And yet she didn't. So, electorally speaking, 74 million people voted for Donald John Trump. Today would be the last day that you get any or have any satisfaction or reward for that. This deceit and this fraud will ultimately produce what deceit and fraud produces, evil. No good can come of it. We know that, which is why, again, separate, withdraw. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel.
Citizens, soldiers, I'm here at the order of General. Citizens, soldiers, I'm here at the order of General Robert E. Lee, commanding all Virginia forces. On April 15th of this year of our Lord, 1861, Simon Cameron, the Secretary of War of the United States, sent a telegram to our governor, John Letcher, directing him to raise 3 regiments of infantry to be sent to assist in suppressing the Southern Confederacy. Governor Letcher's answer is well known to you, but perhaps not his words. His wire to Washington stated, "You have chosen to inaugurate civil war, and having done so, we will meet you in a spirit as determined as the Lincoln administration has exhibited toward the South." 2 days later, the Virginia legislature voted for secession. Just as we would not send any of our soldiers to march in other states and tyrannize other people, so will we never allow the armies of others to march into our state and tyrannize our people. Like many of you, indeed most of you, I've always been a Union man. It is not with joy or with a light heart that many of us have welcomed secession. Had our neighbors to the north practiced a less bellicose form of persuasion, perhaps this day might not have come, but that day has been thrust upon us like it was thrust upon our ancestors. The Lincoln administration required us to raise 3 regiments. Tell them we have done so.
Actually, they're putting the walls up. You know, folks, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Marcus Aurelius, Dudas, Maritus, Maximus, Augustus, Immunus, Pharmus, Naturalus, Philosophus. I can think of a lot of usses to throw in there. Here on the last live radio station standing, Radio Free America. We truly are Radio Free America. which is why I have been looking into shortwave broadcasting to augment the coverage. Not that a lot of people have shortwaves, although maybe come back in vogue. Now, you know, I saw this the other day. The Biden regime knows about shortwave. Because somebody wrote an article the other day talking about how ham radio operators have not been MAGA purged. And there were too many ham radio guys running around out there, or lounging around, should I say, with their shortwave transmitters that had not been subjected to reprogramming. They're still out there thinking that there was an amber waves of fuel, red, white, and blue flags and all that stuff. Speaking of which, tomorrow is Independence Day. Again, the regime takes over, you and I declare our independence. You can do that in a variety of ways. One of the ways that we can do that is, you know, Dr. Dilsaver in his great segment on yesterday's program, if you missed it, the video is on the website, thecrusadechannel.com, for anyone that wants to watch it, to reclaim the spirit of 76. Fly the 76 Betsy Ross flag tomorrow. Now, most people think that the Gadsden flag is the great FU flag of all time. You fly to Don't Tread on Me, it's Rattlesnake, and If You Tread on Me. There is a history behind the Gadsden flag. I've covered it once before. I'm not going to do it again today. If you want to fly the Gadsden, I own one. Fly the Gadsden. I, however, though, think that flying the spirit of 76, the Betsy Ross 76 flag, is now there are two Betsy Ross flags. You're going to get conflicting. If you go to DuckDuckGo or search or whatever, you're going to get two different versions. You're going to get one that has a semicircle with a 7 and a 6 in the center of the semicircle on a blue field, and you're going to get one that has, you know what, Maggie? In the lobby and grab the 76 flag, because I've got one. We can fly that joker right now where I got the Trump flag. It's right there behind the door. You'll see it's on a wooden pole where it's in the other corner. The 76 Betsy Ross flag that I have has the field of 13 stars in a circle, and it's got the 76 in the center. Yes, I had it on a flagpole because we used it in the Spirit of 76, the movie. I can't remember what we used it for, but we used it. That's the... This to me is, that's the Betsy Ross flag. So, and I was mistaken, it doesn't have the 76 in the middle. There are some, I think, that do have the 76 in the middle. Okay, I must have rolled over it. Somebody sent me this flag. I can't remember who, way back in the day. So that's one example. Fly a 70. Minute King Dude, please, that's the Union flag. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. That flag predates the Union. That's an Articles of Confederation flag. If you really want to be a radical, whoa, on Independence Day tomorrow. Now, I don't know that you could find this, that you could get it in a day unless you wanted to make one. But you can fly the rebel flag. I've got one out in the lobby of those, too. It actually flew over a guy's cubicle in a rack and had the letter in his service coin to prove, challenge coin to prove it. You could find out from the War of Northern Aggression or from the War for American Independence what your local militia, what their flag was like.